what a great place to go back to. That atmosphere, that first game was spectacular, so we're looking for another really good place to play.
Talk about the change in schedule. You're going a day early.
Yeah, I think that has everything to do with where the early game, a lot of time zones covering, a lot of distance. Want to get there, get acclimated, get our bodies in the right, you know, state of mind so that we can play a really good football game.
What do you have to do to run the football against this front that they have in Seattle?
You know, same thing we've been doing the last half of the year is just stay committed and, you know, understand it's not always going to be easy. We got to take yards at 2 to 3 yard chunks if that's what they're going to give us early on, and, you know, power on. You know, keep fighting through the tough times because the big runs will come.
Hey John, this seems like kind of a game and a matchup that someone like you would really kind of look forward to. Aggressive style defense, go and get after it.
I think we're all excited to play, you know, the best team in the NFL for the last 365 days. They're the team that, you know, is the defending champs. Their defense is always known as very, very good. They're number one in a lot of statistical categories. So we're looking forward to this matchup. The offense is really excited, you know, go out and put our best foot forward against the best defense out there.
Will you look around and appreciate this moment a little bit more, being in an NFC championship and not everybody gets to be there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can remember years past, you know, when you're not in this game, you watch it on TV and you just keep saying to yourself, oh, man, if this play would have only gone this way, if, you know, if this game only would have gone this way, we'd find ourselves back in that situation. But we're here right now. We're focused. We're ready. And we're, like I said, very, very excited.
You've been around more, seen more from this league, experienced the stage before, whereas a lot of guys in here haven't. What lessons from those experiences do you share with some of the young guys this week?
Well, you know, it's been a progress throughout the course of the season. You know, we played really good football throughout the month of December, and we've, you know, done that here in the playoffs. We played a really good Dallas team and played great team ball. So we're looking forward to taking that lesson that we learned against Dallas and just stepping up one more notch to this big stage, this NFC Championship game against a great opponent.
John, you guys have a nutritionist on staff, and I'm just curious, other than hydration on a long flight with time zone changes, that kind of thing, is there anything you guys should or shouldn't be eating or doing or, you know, doing with your bodies?
Well, there's all kinds of lessons and things throughout the course of the season that he's taught us and we've become hip to, and we've been doing that all season long. I think you've seen that in how healthy our team is and the amount of guys that we have around here at the end of the season. So we're just going to stay on the same process, the same page that we've been doing this whole season long, and just one more game to go at it.
John, some guys on Seattle's side have questioned the severity of Aaron's calf injury. As a guy who's around him every day, how legitimate is his injury?
You know, I'll say this. I can't worry myself with Aaron's injury. It's his injury, something that he's played very well with so far. We're not worried about what other people think. We're going to go out there and play a really good football game on Sunday. We know they're going to be ready for us, and we're going to be ready for them.